And we welcome you back to here at Cyclone Arena in Russellville as Mount Home leads Watson Chapel 16-9 here in the quarterfinals of the Class 5A state tournament. Now, one thing I did fail to mention in our pregame talks is that the winner of this game will be advancing to the semifinals, and that will be Saturday at noon. And Mount Home or Watson Chapel, whoever wins, will play the winner of tomorrow's 1 o'clock game between Nettleton and Sylvan Hills. It will be Mount Home's basketball to start this second quarter. As again, they lead 16-9. Emma Martin will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. She gets into Kate Gilbert. We're back underway. Gilbert into the front court. Drilling up at the top. Now going to the right elbow, finding Jackson on the right wing. Jackson drills up to the top, gives there to Martin. Martin finds Gilbert on the right. Gilbert dribbling up to the top, drilling down into the lane, pulling up for the jumper, will not go. Rebound is being knocked around, and finally controlled by a Ginger, and now a foul is going to be called on Mountain Home. They're going to get Anna Grace Foreman with that foul. That is her first personal foul. That is the fourth team foul against the Lady Bombers here in the first half. We are 25 seconds into the second quarter as the ball goes over to Massey on the right wing. Now she'll throw it up top to Kennel. Over on the left side to Mayweather. Up top to Whitehead. Over to Ginger on the right. Now up top to Massey. Over on the left side to Whitehead. Whitehead's going to dribble down into the lane. Going in for the running jumper. No good. And rebound comes to Ginger. She's going to go down into the lane. Going to put up the jumper over Foreman. Will not go. This time Foreman comes up with the rebound. And back come the Lady Bombers. Emma Martin into the front court for Mountain Home, dribbling to the left wing. Taking the screen from Foreman, going up to the top, giving it there to Jackson. Over to Payne on the right side. Payne will dribble toward the top, gives it there to Foreman. Foreman finds Gilbert. Oh, they're going to call Foreman for a travel. That's her. That's the Lady Bombers' second turnover of the night with 6:51 left in the opening quarter. Kamiah Thornton checking back in for the Lady Wildcats, replacing Denasia Massey. Here comes Mayweather across the timeline for the Lady Wildcats. Mountain Home once again in a man-to-man. 6:38 left to play in the third quarter. Mayweather takes a screen, drills to the left wing, throws it up top to Thornton. Over on the right side to Whitehead. Whitehead's going to put up the three over Emma Martin. Hits the backboard, but that's it. Offensive rebound is knocked around. Controlled by Watson. Chapel ball goes down to Ginger in the low block for the layup. Good. Kiara Ginger with 6 points, and it's a two-possession lead for Mountain Home, 16-11 with 6:10 left of the half. Martin dribbling on the right wing, giving it there to Jackson. Back to Martin, up top to Foreman, over to Gilbert on the left. Gilbert's going to dribble down into the lane, going up for the layup, will not go. Foreman gets offensive rebound. She goes back up with it, will not go. Two shots coming up, though, for Anna Grace Foreman as she draws plenty of contact. That foul is on Dakira Kentel. That's her second personal foul. That is the fifth team foul against the Lady Wildcats. So Anna Grace Foreman at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 4 points so far this evening. First free throw rolls around and goes in. Denasia Massey checking back in for the Lady Wildcats as Dakira Kentel will take a seat again. She picked up her second foul a little bit ago. Second shot for Foreman is up. Nothing but net. She now has 6 points. And it is a three-possession lead for Mountain Home. 18-11 our score. Less than 6 minutes left in the first quarter. Here is Mayweather throwing it on the right side to Thornton, down to Ginger, up top to Whitehead. Whitehead's going to put up the three, no good. The offense rebound chased down by Watson Chapel. Here is Ginger throwing it to Whitehead. In the lane, her shot is blocked by Foreman, and Foreman comes out with the basketball. She'll be fouled in the backcourt. That's the last foul Watson Chapel has to give. Next one will put Mountain Home in the bonus. 5:37 left to play in the first half as that foul is called on Taylor Whitehead. That is her first personal foul, 16th foul against the Lady Wildcats. Martin will walk the ball into the front court for Mountain Home. Finding Foreman at the top. Over on the right side to Martin. Down to Foreman on the low block. She's going to put the hook shot over Ginger. Will not go. And Ginger has a rebound knocked to her. Back come the Lady Wildcats. Massey into the front court, dribbling toward the left side. Now finding Ginger on the low block. She's going to drill down into lane. Has her pass knocked away. Ball still loose and finally stolen by the Lady Bombers as Watson Chapel's fifth turnover of the night. 5 minutes left to play in the first half. Lady Bombers with the ball, leading by seven. And now Mount Tom's going to take a timeout. So we'll break with 4:55 left to play in the first half. It is Mountain Home leading Watson Chapel 18-11. You're listening to Lady Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at this same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank, ready to help.
Back at Cyclone Arena in Russellville, there's 4:55 left to play in the first half of this first quarterfinal game of the Class 5A state tournament. Mount Tom girls leading Watson Chapel 18-11. Emma Martin inbounds it to Kate Gilbert in the backcourt. Now she'll cross the timeline with it. Watson Chapel once again a man-to-man. Ball goes to Foreman at the top. Over Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert was looking for Foreman, but instead she will dribble a little closer to the half-court line. Now she takes a screen from Foreman, throws it near the top to Jackson. Over to Payne on the left. Payne thought about three, and now she will drill toward the top, gives it to Foreman there. Over to Martin on the right side. Martin takes a screen, dribbles to the elbow, throws it up top to Jackson. Over on the left side to Gilbert. Gilbert will dribble toward the top. Now she's going to find Jackson cutting down into the lane. Kicks out to Payne on the right side. Payne's going to put up the three-pointer. No good, but draws contact. She'll head to the line for three free throws with 4:18 left in the first half. Takara Mayweather picks up her second personal foul. That is the seventh team foul. It puts Mount Tom in the bonus, but this is, again, going to be three shots regardless. Emily Payne at the free throw line for the first time tonight. So Emily Payne's first free throw is up and good. That's her first point of the evening. Payne's second shot is up, good. So she gets this third one. It'll be a double-digit lead for the Lady Bombers. Again, 4:18 left in the half. Payne's third shot is up. She gets all three. Her first 3 points of the night, and Mountain Home's up 21-11. Here is Massey back the other way for the Lady Wildcats, throwing it over on the left side to Thornton. Thornton will give it up top to Whitehead. Into the right corner to Massey. Massey will give it up top to Thornton. Thornton dribbles to the left side, going down to the low block. Now goes back out to the wing. Payne right there on her. Ball goes up to Massey. Back over on the left side to Thornton. Down to Ginger at the left elbow. In the right. She tried to throw it in the right corner to Massey. Massey mishandles the pass. It may have just been a little too high for her. That is Watson Chapel's sixth turnover of the night. Boy, Leslie Henderson not happy with her team. She's going to take a full timeout. We'll break with 3:45 left to play in the first half. It is Mountain Home leading Watson Chapel 21-11. You're listening to Lady Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Say cheese.
That's a great photo.
Right? I love the all-new dual camera system with ultra-wide on my iPhone 11. You know, at Sprint, you can get the amazing iPhone 11 for $0 a month when you trade in your iPhone 6S or newer. And it can be in any condition.
Really?
Really. You'll also get a $100 prepaid MasterCard when you switch too.
A $100 prepaid MasterCard? Brand new iPhone 11? I'm in. I'm headed to a Sprint store today.
It's sizzling Sprint Week. Now through March 8th, get the amazing iPhone 11 for just $0 a month. And get $100 when you switch. Visit your local Sprint store to learn more.
iPhone 11 64GB, $0 a month after $29.17 a month. Credit apply within two bills. Requires unlocked trade, 18-month lease, new line of service, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remain a balance due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes tax, restrictions apply. Card requires port, online registration, and 60 days of service on a new line before card ships. Card terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Member FDIC.
Well, Watson Chapel taking their second time out of the night with 3:45 left to play in the first half. They trail Mount Tom by double digits, 21-11 our score. Kate Gilbert inbounding on the far sideline, gets it in to Leah Jackson, back to Gilbert, who gets it across the timeline. Gilbert is almost had the ball knocked from behind, but she's able to hang on to it. Here's Jackson with it on the left, throwing it up top to Emma Martin. Ball goes down to Payne in the left corner. She'll take the screen from Jackson, dribble it toward the wing, picks up her dribble, now throws it up top to Foreman. Foreman loses the handle of the ball, and ball is being scrambled for. It's going to be a jump ball. That is Mountain Home. That is Watson Chapel with the possession arrow. So Mountain Home will commit their third turnover of the night with 3:22 left in this opening half. Again, 21-11, Lady Bombers on top. Here is Mayweather into the front court. Throws it over on the right side to Massey. Up top to Whitehead. And now a foul away from the ball. I believe they're going to get Anna Grace Foreman with that foul down on in the paint. That is Foreman's second personal foul. 15th foul against the Lady Bombers here in the first half. 3:12 left of the half as Mayweather inbounds it to Whitehead on the right corner. She puts up the layup. No good. Gets her own rebound. Can't get the foul to go. And the rebound once again comes to Watson Chapel. Here's Massey with it up top. Throws over to Mayweather on the right side. 3 minutes left of the half. Ball goes up top to Whitehead. Now, tries to throw it down to Ginger. That was just an ill-advised pass all the way as Mounts Home comes up with the steal. That is Watson Chapel's seventh turnover tonight. Here is Emma Martin dribbling down in towards the right wing, and she's going to be fouled from behind. Boy, Massey just got way too aggressive there. That is her second personal foul. 18th foul against the Lady Wildcats, so 1-1 coming up for Emma Martin. Abby Martin checking in, replacing Anna Grace Foreman. And for the Watson Chapel, DeKira Kentle will come back in as Denasia Massey takes a seat. Abby Martin, a 5'7 senior for the Lady Bombers. Emma Martin's first free throw bounces around and goes in, so she does earn the bonus. Thought I was going to bounce out, but it's just what you call one of those shooter rolls. Emma Martin with one more free throw to shoot. Second shot is up, bounces around. This one will not go, and the rebound comes to Kentle. Back comes Watson Chapel. 22-11, Lady Bombers leading it. A little over 2.5 minutes left of the first half. Ball goes over to Whitehead on the left side. Up top to Mayweather. Back to Whitehead. She's going to pull up for the three on the left wing. Misses everything. Rebound is not saved in by Ginger into the Kentle, and Watson Chapel will keep possession of it. Mayweather throws over on the right side to Thornton. Down to Ginger on the low block. She puts up the shot off the glass. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up and in. Kiara Ginger with 8 points on the night. And it is back to a single-digit margin, 22-13. Lady Bombers leading it, 2:10 left of the half. Martin into the front court. Dribbling to the left side. Bell lost her footing there, but she's able to keep control. Martin's dribbling just inside the half-court stripe, trying to get some distance between her and her defender to avoid a five-second count. Martin still dribbling near the half-court line and actually over near the far sideline, too. Martin dribbling a little closer to the three-point line, now throws it to Gilbert, who's going to dribble to the left elbow, finds Payne in the left corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer, no good, and the rebound chased down by Ginger, and back come the Lady Wildcats. 1:35 left in the half. A 9-point Mounts Home lead. Here's Mayweather throwing it over on the right side to Thornton, down to Kentle. She's going to put up the jumper, no good, and Gilbert gets the rebound. Back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert across the timeline, finding Martin on the left side. Now Martin picks up her dribble probably sooner than she meant to. And, ooh, Mountain Home, I think, got away with a backcourt violation as Gilbert was actually, her foot was on the line. Martin dribbling on the left wing. Now she's going to go down to the lane for the layup. No good. Jackson gets off his rebound, kicks it back to Martin in the right corner. And her pass to Abby Martin was stolen by Whitehead. That is Mountain Home's first turnover of the night. Whitehead back the other way, and an offensive foul called on Whitehead. That'll be Watson Chapel's eighth turnover of the night. Taylor Whitehead picks up her second personal foul. 9th team foul against the Lady Wildcats. Mounts Home gets the ball back, leading 22-19. Emma Martin will trigger the inbound pass. Gets into Jackson. Jackson will start to dribble. Now be met by a double team. Finds Emma Martin in the front court. Back to Jackson. Over to Gilbert on the left side. 40 seconds left of the half. Gilbert's going to drill down into the lane, going to go in for the layup, off the glass and in. Kate Gilbert with 9 points on the night. 24-13, Mounts Home's lead back to double digits, 30 seconds left of the half. Here is Mayweather throwing it into the front court to Thornton on the left side, back up top to Mayweather. Mounts Home now in a 2-3 zone. Ball goes over to Thornton, down to Kentle in the corner, now up top to Mayweather. 18 seconds left. Ball goes over to Whitehead on the right side. Now across court to Mayweather, her pass to Kentle, knocked down down in the paint, knocked away by Emma Martin, and goes out of bounds. Good defense by Matt's home. Watson Chapel will inbound it with 11.9 seconds left. Mayweather inbounds it to Kendall on the low block. She puts up the layup. She gets it, and she draws the foul. They're going to get Abby Martin with that foul. That is her first personal foul. 16th foul against the Lady Bombers. So Kira Kintel at the free throw line to try to convert the and one situation with 10.8 seconds left. She misses the free throw. Rebound comes to Ginger. She finds Whitehead in the lane by herself for the easy layup. Taylor Whitehead with 5 points. Back comes Mounts Home. Here's Leah Jackson throwing it to Emily Payne. Mounts Home's not going to get the shot off before the end of the half. So it will be a 7-point lead for the Lady Bombers. Watson Chapel finishing the half on a little bit of a run to cut the margin back to 7. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Watson Chapel 24-17. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your carrier dealer since 1965.